August the 30th. Wait for the Lord. Psalm 27:14. It might seem like an easy thing to wait, but it's one of the stances that a Christian soldier cannot learn without years of teaching. Marching and fighting are much easier for God's warriors than standing still. There are hours of uncertainty when the most willing spirit, anxiously desiring to serve the Lord, is not sure what path to take. Then what shall we do? Trouble ourselves in despair? Run back in cowardice? Turn aside in fear? Rush forward in presumption? No. We simply wait. Wait in prayer, however. Call upon God and spread the case before Him. Tell Him your difficulty and plead His promise of help. In dilemmas between one duty and another, it's sweet to be as humble as a child and to wait with simplicity of soul upon the Lord. It is certain to be well with us when we feel and know our own lack of good sense and are wholeheartedly willing to be guided by the will of God. Wait in faith. Express your unwavering confidence in Him, for unfaithful, untrusting waiting is only an insult to the Lord. Believe that if He keeps you waiting even until midnight, He will still come at the right time. The vision will come. It will not tarry. Habakkuk 2:3. Wait in quiet patience. Don't rebel because you are under affliction, but thank God for it. Never complain against the secondary cause as the children of Israel did against Moses. Never wish you could go back to the world again, but accept the situation as it is. Just as it is, put it into the hands of your covenant God simply and with your whole heart, without any self-will. Lord, not my will, but yours be done. I do not know what to do. I am in dire circumstances, but I will wait until you separate the waters or drive back my enemies. I will wait even if you delay many days, for my heart is fixed upon you alone, O God, and my spirit waits for you in the full conviction that you will still be my joy and my salvation, my refuge and my strong tower.